Blog Talk Radio.
I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, cause
it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me.
It's working for me.
And I can hold my head up.
It's working.
Hey, get your confidence back. Sing, I don't have to worry. Hey, my faith is rising now. And although I can't see how, I know that he's intentional. Yes, he is. Hey, we're doing it for a long time. Hey, doing it for a long time. Hey, and I can give him a good trust now. Cause I can give him a praise now.
Listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and it truly blesses me to welcome each and every one of you here to All Nations Bible Study with your anointed host, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Now, Apostle Zeta is the founding pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. She is an anointed Bible teacher, a community activist, and a children's advocate. So my friends, please retrieve your Bibles, get something to write with and to write on as we listen to Apostle Zeta Flowers bring us part two of Molded by the Master. Amen.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you that are on tonight. And thank you, Apostle Shirlene Cook, for your introduction. Thank you so much. praise God. You played the right song tonight. God is working it for my good. praise the Lord. thought we had.
Man, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise God. All right. Tonight I'm going to come back to share this Bible study on being molded by our master. Hallelujah. Our master, the potter. Hallelujah. We are the clay. Hallelujah. But God is our master. Praise God. I'm going to just kind of share what I didn't share before. I actually thought I was finished. Thought I was going to be talking about freedom. But today I found out that I still had a lesson to go concerning our master potter. Amen. I'm going to go right into it, but I'm going to have a word of prayer, and I'm just so thankful to the Lord. I had a break recently, and I feel so rested and so ready to even do more.
Praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. God always knows what we need.
Yes.
Praise
God. Yes.
And even though I was away, I allowed for our master potter to do some more work on me, and he did, and I'm thankful. Amen. All right. Father God, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your presence with us right now. And we thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for the blessings of this day. And I pray, Lord, that as I begin to share this short Bible study, that you will give me exactly what I'm to say tonight, what I'm to teach on, and what I'm to share about. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I depend on him for everything. Praise God. All right. This, as we know from the lessons before, that this is a parable. And, you know, it reminds us of our nothingness, because we are nothing without God. Praise God. And God lovingly forms us when we allow him, when we yield ourselves over to him. God forms us, but he does it in such a loving way, and I thank him for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the metaphor of the potter, praise God, the Lord's handiwork and details in the clay, praise God, we are the clay, is an enduring reminder that he has formed us and that he will not, and that we will not be forgotten. And there's a scripture in Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 21 says, "Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me." Hallelujah. Just like God will not forget Israel, he will not forget us. Hallelujah. He will not forget us. He made us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God has the right to shape us as he wants to. And he will make us to be all that he would have us to be. He will make us all into his masterpieces. We just have to yield ourselves, yield our vessels to him, our empty vessels, so that he can fill us. Praise God. We have to allow him to do so. And we must remember, too, that he has complete control over our lives. He wants us to be willing vessels. If we aren't willing, hallelujah, we can't be useful to God. So God wants us to be willing, hallelujah, willing vessels, willing to be used by him. Praise God. And if we are true vessels of the Lord, we're going to allow him, hallelujah, to shape us and make us and to mold us, hallelujah, and to change us. Because there are some times in our lives that God needs, he needs to come along and make a change in us. And we need to be open and allow for that to happen. Praise God. Because we have not attained. Praise God. We are still dependent on God. Hallelujah. As long as we're on this earth, praise God. Hallelujah. But we must know and realize and remember that God has a purpose for each one of us, a purpose for us to carry out in our lifetime. Praise God. And we're to do it for his glory and for the sake of others that we serve or will serve. Praise God. Because remember, whatever we do for others or unto others, we're doing it unto God. We are doing it unto him, and so we must remember that. Amen. I'm going to bring out a little bit about what we are created for. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, at least tells us God created us to be useful, okay? I know I said that earlier, but God, that's what we are made for. Praise God. He created us for us to be useful on this earth. Hallelujah. He didn't just make us to be here, save us so that we could escape hell. Hallelujah. And enjoy all his benefits. But there's a greater purpose. Praise God. He created us to be useful for him in whatever way he chose necessary for us to be useful to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. He called us while we were yet in our mother's womb. Hallelujah. He called us to a purpose. He called us to a work, a talent. Hallelujah. A calling. Praise God. So that we could serve him. Hallelujah. In a useful way on this earth, that it would make a difference for the building of the kingdom of God. And then we must know, too, that God's hands shape us. His hands shape us into his image, into God's own image. Praise God. And so that's why we have to allow him to do the work, because he knows his image better than we are. He knows who he is. We know who he is, too. Hallelujah. But God wants us to be more like him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be more like him? Praise God. I want to be more and more like him each day.
Yes,
praise
indeed.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Stagnant in what I think I should know or what I think I should
Come
be
on.
Doing. I want to always have an open mind to hear what else he might want to say. Because we don't know what God is going to do next. We don't know what he has planned for us to do next. Hallelujah. Except we be still and allow him to show us and then help us to be formed and shaped into what he has planned for us to do next. And then God's hands also will reshape us. Hallelujah, in our brokenness. Praise God. When we come to him in our brokenness and allow God to shape us, hallelujah, to take us like a piece of clay, which we are unto him.
Come on.
Hallelujah. And allow him to form, to shape, to do whatever he needs to do to heal our brokenness. Praise God, hallelujah, and to reshape us into where he wants us to be, hallelujah. So our lives need to be yielded to God at all times, not just sometimes, hallelujah, when there's something that we want him to do for us or we want him to give to us. No, but all times we need to be yielded to God. We need to be yielded to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus saved us as sinners, and he's still saving. Hallelujah. Because there are many, many that have not come to the Lord yet and they're in the pardoning of their sin. So he's yet saving. Hallelujah. And his grace, hallelujah, we're saved by his grace. Hallelujah. As sinners. And then he begins the process of changing us into the vessel that will produce a prophet. And I'm not talking as the calling as a prophet.
Come on.
But yes, he does.
Come on.
He does that too. But I'm talking about profiting. Hallelujah.
For the good, yes.
Being a prophet to that he's already poured into us. Hallelujah. That we will be beneficial in the kingdom of God. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Ma'am.
Being one that can be useful to him in his work, praise God, and being useful to him in the serving of his people, praise God, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
One that will bring glory to his name, praise God. That's what we should yield ourselves over to him so that we can be that for him, praise God. God will take the worst in us. Okay, he will take the worst in us. I know he has for me, and transformed it into a space, hallelujah, where we can be useful. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We must transform. Praise God, because if we're not transformed, hallelujah, we're not going to be useful. Praise God.
That's right.
Now, he takes it. Hallelujah. He forms us. He shapes us, and he cleanses us as well. He washes us clean. Praise God. There's a process that we all must go through prior to salvation. Hallelujah. During our time of coming to know God. Hallelujah. Prior to accepting him as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. There is a process. Hallelujah. Our hearts must be pricked. Praise God. Hallelujah. And once they are, then... Hallelujah. Our hearts are in a position where we can receive Christ, hallelujah, as our Savior, hallelujah. But he works, the Holy Spirit works on our hearts. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God tonight for the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit, brings us to that place. Hallelujah, where we're ready. Our hearts have been pricked. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And work on the heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then that heart change that's beginning in us causes us to say, causes us to repent, causes to ask the Lord to forgive us. Hallelujah. For our sins. And then we're ready to accept him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then we allow him to begin that work on us, refining us, hallelujah, shaping us, building us. And then remember the end result of that is the refining. Hallelujah. He
refines
us. Allows us to come out like pure gold. Praise God.
Thank you,
Jesus. He can use us. Hallelujah. Because our hearts are becoming pure. Our hearts are pure. Hallelujah. We're transformed and continuing to be transformed. Hallelujah. Because it is a continuing process. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All through our saved lives, we must really be allowing God to continue a work in us and through us.
Yes.
Praise God. We really praise God for the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Him caring enough about us to make us, to mold us, and shape us. Hallelujah. We just need to just think about the fact of it's God's hand. The master's hand that's working on us. It's him, hallelujah, working on us, making us to be what he has called us to be, hallelujah, before we were even born. Praise God. I'm going to go read a few scriptures now to you, and I'm going to go to Romans 10. I think I read one of the scriptures that I had planned. I think there's another one maybe in Isaiah. Isaiah 64 and 8, I believe. And then I'm going to go to Romans. This is concerning the Father and the Father. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father.
Yes, Lord.
This is the book of Isaiah. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art our potter, and we all are the work of thy hand. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's go to Romans, the third chapter. And we're going to look at the third verse. The third chapter, Romans 3, and we're going to look at verses 10. Let's go to verse 23. It says, and the changed glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Well, we did that. We did that. But God changed us. God saw fit to have a way for us that we could be changed. Hallelujah. Jesus died for us, hallelujah, so that we could be free, so that we could live for him. Amen. But I'm still not where I'm supposed to be. Amen. Let's go to the third chapter and the 23rd verse, which tells us that, I'm going to start with the 21st verse because this is concerning salvation. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all of them that believe, for there is no difference. There is no difference. Praise God. Hallelujah. We all were made from the same clay. Okay, verse 24 says, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's all of us, praise God. So we all had need for a Savior. Verse 24 says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to go to, let's read, definitely read Romans 10, chapter 3, and verse 10. Hallelujah. The whole world we know was guilty before God. I'm going to start with verse 9. What then? Are we better than they? No. In no wise, for we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. Verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Hallelujah. So that's why we all have need of the master potter, hallelujah, to work on us and to make us in his image. Amen. Hallelujah. We were made in the beginning in his image. Hallelujah. But we needed to be reborn. Amen. Now I'm going to go to Galatians, the third chapter. Galatians 3, and the third chapter, and that would be Galatians 3 and verse 22. But the scripture had concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Amen. Hallelujah. So even though none of us have seen Jesus in the flesh, praise God, by faith we believe that he is the Son of God. Hallelujah. And we believe that he died on the cross for us all, and rose again on the third day. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And that brings about salvation in our lives. But we must remember the master potter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And cling to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And to know that the work that he does upon us makes a difference in our lives. It's for the good. Hallelujah. It's for the good of ourselves, and it's for the good of others. And it brings God glory.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to turn this part over to back over. Praise God. And I thank God for just knowing that we can just put our lives on the line, so to speak, with God, and allow him to make us, to mold us, to shape us into what he wants us to be. Praise God. So that we can do the better works. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. So that we can accomplish what he told us he was leaving for us to do when he left to go and be with the Father. Hallelujah. We can look at that and say that God has entrusted things into our hands, but we have to allow him to shape us and make us and allow us to be in his image and then accomplish all that he has given us to do. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, and God bless you, Apostle Zeta. Hallelujah. Thanks to God, Apostle Zeta has been talking about allowing ourselves to be molded. Hallelujah. 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 And one of the ways that we know that we are going to be molded is if we stay in prayer with the Lord. And then I like what you said, Apostle Zeta, about we have to receive the correction. Allow him to reshape us. Allow him to refine us. And allow us to remold us. Because, like you said, we have a purpose. And our purpose is to be disciples that make disciples. Last thing Jesus said was, go ye therefore into all the world, making disciples, teaching them all that I have taught you in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So I want to thank you, Apostle Zeta. I praise God for you because, you know, if anybody has been, I believe, that allows themselves to be molded by the master, ma'am, that's you. You know, I hear you sit in prayer. I hear you, you know, be transparent. I hear you. You call me and say, daughter, let's pray about this or about that, so you can be strengthened, just as I do, just as Mother Mitchell does, just as Mother Givens does, just as Mother Mattie does, and my auntie does. You know what I'm saying? And it's a good thing when we know that we're being moved from glory to glory. And the more we move from glory to glory, Apostle Zeta, the more glory we should be giving to God, the more honor we should be giving to God, the more we should be telling people about God, the more we should be drawing people to, oh, you got me stirred up tonight, Apostle. The more we should be telling people about Jesus. Because, you know, if we look around this world, we see that people's been trying it their way.
Now, we need to invite them to try it the Lord's way, because we know his way is always right. We know his plans always work out. We have to do is trust and believe. That's all we have to do, and obey what he says. You know, the Lord wants to mold people, but so many times the Lord tells them something, they think that's for somebody else. I'm going to tell you, saints of God, I'm going to keep it real. When I have a problem, I do not go to the Father talking about, Lord, fix them. No, I go to the Father saying, Lord, fix me. Why? Because I'm the one with the problem.
Fix me.
Fix me.
Jesus.
Get me in the right place so that I can respond correctly. Get me in the right place so I can pray correctly. Get me in the right place so I can minister correctly. Because I don't want to lead anybody astray. This is not about me. It's about giving him glory. So I don't want to come incorrect with people. And you know, the Lord don't have to tell me, don't be going out there bringing shame to my name. He don't have to tell me that. Everything that we do, we want to glorify God. Hallelujah. So Apostle Zeta, this was a powerful, powerful, you know, message, because so many people, they want to just jump up and do, but they don't want to be molded. And it's in the molding that the equipping comes. It's in the molding that the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding comes. It's in the molding. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That we understand better our purpose and our identity in Christ.
Right.
So you know what you look. I done got about 5 sermon titles from this one message. Praise Jesus. Now, if anybody else in the room, I know Mother Mitchell is in the room, Mother Mattie. And I want to praise God for my spiritual auntie. She is an elder of Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience and our watchman on the wall. I just want to know, let my spiritual auntie know, I see you, baby. I see you. Hallelujah. I see you, Mother Given. If anybody would like to make a comment, hey, you are more than welcome. So, you know, Mother Mitchell, we'll hear from you, then Mother Mattie, and if anybody else would like to speak, please just press your one, because I don't want to put anybody on blast. But I do want to allow everybody to praise God and give God glory. Amen. So we'll start with you, Mother Mitchell, and then we'll move to Mother Mattie Scott. She is a dear, dear, dear supporter of Spirit Alive, and she is always faithful, just as Mother Givens is faithful, and they come over and love on us and allow us to love on them. So I'm just always glad when I see these beautiful ladies are in the house. So Mother Mitchell, come on in the house, dear, if you have some comments.
I just thank God and praise God for Zeta Flowers, always right target, what I think is. On in the way God, so I just thank God. God got it too right. He also blessed her to bring a word and to teach us the word. It's always right up front, and I just keep her this. We're the potter, and we are the.
Thank you,
Jesus. And when we keep our hand in his, he keeps us and hold us. Now, we don't sometimes really know what that is, but the Lord always is. And he's still in. Zion, from glory to glory, what he wants to be.
Amen.
And thank you, Pastor, for always bringing us up to the word of the Lord.
You're welcome.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Mother Mitchell. Mother Mattie Scott, come on in the room.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. A good evening to all the Spirit Alive family. Good evening, and God bless you all. God bless you, Bishop Cook. God bless all the Spirit Alive family. You know, the Lord is so wonderful. The Lord is, he's awesome. He's amazing. Father God, who is the head of my life, King Jesus, my King Jesus, who is the risen Savior, who sits on the right hand of Father God in heaven, is my personal Lord and Savior. I just thank them. I just thank them right now and every day, every night. I tell you, Apostle Zeta, thank God you all right. I don't know what you was going through, but thank God you all right. The prayers of the righteous avail of much around the Lord's throne of grace. And the Lord has his hand upon you, Apostle Zeta and Bishop Cook and the Spirit of Life family. I can say we are true warriors and soldiers of the Lord. Yeah, we're going to hold up the blood-stained banner until we die. We're going to fight. We're going to fight and pray. And put on the whole armor of Father God. So I thank you so much, Apostle Zeno. Thank you. God bless you. You really teach us Bible study. I enjoy your Bible study more than at my church. I'll be honest, I don't tune in to my church Bible study, but I enjoy how you teach Bible study, because I just love how you praise the Lord. You always say hallelujah, thank God, hallelujah, thank God. I've never known nobody to teach Bible study and say that like that, hallelujah, and praise God, and you do. And we got to praise God. We got to praise God every day because he's worthy to be praised.
Yes,
I tell you, when I get fired up and I get wired up in the Lord and I think about my life, I think about my mom. My mom been gone home. My mom passed away November 6, 1996. This November, been 27 years, she gone home to glory. I tell you, I lost my dad at 5 years of age, but my mother was mother and father for me. Not only that, she's a prayer warrior. She's a woman of God. I tell you, I've seen the Lord
work.
I've seen
Jesus.
The Lord show up and show out. I tell you, I get all fired up and wired up. I can't help myself, and sometimes the tears start rolling down my face because I know what my mother have gone through. And then I have gone through some things and go through things now, but I lift my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help, because all my help cometh from the Lord that made the heavens and earth. Apostle Zeta, I thank you. I thank you for your words and wisdom, and I love how you teach Bible study. I love how you teach Bible study. I love it. And Bishop Cook, God bless you too. God bless
you,
Apostle Zeta. God bless you, Mother Mitchell. Pastor Vanessa Carver, Pastor Lester Carver, Pastor Tuggle, Rick, Mr. Brother Rick, Minister Tina, Minister Tina, all of you all, bless her. Mrs. Gibbons, because she's a pillar of strength for me.
She
went through some things, but I tell you that Mrs. Gibbons is a pillar of strength. But Mrs. Gibbons,
thank
God bless you, your family. I tell you, the Lord will put good people in your life. Like I say, the Lord is my wheel in the middle of a wheel. He's my wheel in the middle of a wheel. He's my rose of Sharon. He's my lily in the valley. He's my bright and morning star. My bridge over troubled water. He is my Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider. Jehovah Nisi. My Prince of Peace. Jehovah Shalom. He is my Lord that reigned in victory.
Lord.
He is our healer. So I just thank you all. God bless you all. I just love you all. Thank you.
We love you, Mother Matthew. We love you too.
Hallelujah.
It's good to be loved. It feels so good to be loved by the saints and to see us love on one, hear us love on one another. And, you know, one of the most beautiful compliments that I always get about our program is people say, are you guys all sitting in the same room? No, we're sitting all over the country, over the city, you know. This is an example of when the Holy Spirit moves from heart to heart and breast to breast.
Yeah.
Apostle Zeta, ma'am, you are a phenomenal teacher. I'm with Mother Mackie. Your humility and your gratitude and your just love of teaching comes through. And that's one of the, and I am so blessed that you are available, have made yourself available to this network, that you walk with me, and you are truly a co-laborer that I respect and I honor. And I'm just glad, and I want to just say praise God for the way God is working and shaping all of you. So with your permission, Apostle Zeta, may I please have a word of prayer?
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace right now. First and foremost, thanking you for the message and the messenger. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you pour back into her the way she poured out upon your people. Father God, I'm praising you right now for the souls that were won. Because, Lord God, somebody heard this word and they bowed their heart to you. And they gave their lives to you. And, Father God, I'm praising you right now for those who have been out there and allowed the enemy to isolate them. They were reminded tonight that they are not, their destiny is not determined by the enemy, because they are being shaped by God. They are being molded, shaped so they can be sent.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we just, and we want to thank you for the way this word encouraged your people. We need to be reminded of who we are, so that we don't allow anyone to treat us less than God created us to be.
Okay.
Father God, I want to thank you right now for this message that lets everybody know that we are one and the same. There is no big eyes, and there is no little U's. God loves all his children. He created all of us, Father. He created us to worship him. He created us to continue the work that Jesus started on the face of this earth. So, Lord God, I'm praying that there will be more unity in home, that people will allow you to mold them and transform them.
Yes,
and they will not see it as a chore, but see it as a privilege, because you chasing those whom you love. So, Lord God, we just pray, right? We just praise you right now for the word just going out and doing what it was supposed to do. Lord God,
thank
we just
you.
Praise you right now that this word has put a fire in all of our bellies. We are all fired up. We are all ready to praise you. We are all ready to glorify you. And that's exactly what we're doing. Because when we think about all the wondrous things you do in our lives, Father God, big and small, from day to day, we know that we can't earn it, and we don't deserve any of it, but it's because of your wonderful grace. It's because of your wonderful mercy, Lord God, and you give us new grace every day, every day.
Thank you,
so, Lord God, I just want to thank you for this servant, and I just pray in the name of Jesus that you will continue to pour out upon this mighty woman of God. Lord, bless her in her home. Bless her in the city. Bless her in the field. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in, Lord. Provide her every need according to your riches and glory, because, Lord God, she is doing a mighty work for your people. And, Lord, right now I pray, I pull down and counsel out every negative thing that the enemy would think he's going to do. Because when a person is doing what thus saith the Lord, there's going to be a pushback and opposition. So, Lord, we're praying against that right now. We just ask that you be a hedge of protection all around the Apostle Zeta. Hallelujah. Every time the enemy tries to rear his ugly head, I want him to see you standing there, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We pray to you, Jehovah Jireh, the God that sees everything. You see how this woman takes care of them children. You see how this woman of God feeds the hungry. You see how this woman of God witnesses to anybody, anywhere, at any time. And, Lord, you said you were a rewarder for obedience. So, Lord God, we just ask that you continue to provide for her. Lord, I'm asking a special blessing upon Mother Givens tonight.
Jehovah Rapha, I'm asking a special blessing upon Mother Scott tonight. I'm asking a special blessing upon
Mother Mitchell tonight and my auntie tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I need you to touch hearts, minds, and spirits. I need you to build them up, Lord God, wherever they are feeling weak. I want you, Lord, to touch with your gentle finger, Lord God, and infuse them with your love and your joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Whatever they stand in the need of, Lord God, I pray that it is provided tenfold, pressed down, shaken together until running over. Lord, I pray right now that you comfort, that you keep, that you sustain. Hallelujah. That you continue to move these mighty women of God forward, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to just use them to be a living example of your love. And I will be so careful to give you the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, Apostle Zeta, you have had a time, a moment to sit. Are there any final comments before you close your program?
Yes, I do have a comment. I just want to really, really thank Mother Mati, because she doesn't know how much she has encouraged me. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we just do what we do, and we're not looking for any pats on the back or encouragement. But I just want to say tonight that her encouragement and Mother Mitchell, as well as others, but those two really stand out, and Mother Givens, they have really been encouragers. And I know to you also, Apostle Shirley, and I know, but I just wanted to say thank you for the encouraging words, because they really do go far.
Amen.
And God,
hold the line. Oh, we got Mother Givens on the line. Hold the line. Hold up. We can't close.
Oh, thank God. I just so sorry that I missed.
Givens, I love you.
I love you, too. I'm so sorry that I missed most of the sermon this evening from Apostle Zeta. I love you, and I'm so glad to know that you're okay. And I just say I submit myself to you this evening, Lord, with thanksgiving. And please cleanse and restore our hearts, soul, and mind to be your will. Please bless each and all of us today and every day with your awareness of the Holy Spirit. And I just want to say I've been missing some of the past messages because I've had some medical problems. But thank God I went today and everything is tip-top okay for me. And I just made a birthday on last month. I was 95 years old. So I just praise and thank God.
God bless you, woman of God.
And I just thank him every day, all day. Actually, sometimes I know he's tired of hearing my voice, but every day, all day, I talk to the Lord. So I just want to thank you for allowing me to say these words, and God bless each and all of you on this line. Love you, and thank you for your prayers.
Mother Givens, this is your home. Anytime you show up, hallelujah, you best believe you're going to have a word, because I don't care about other folks. But here,
amen.
I honor my elders. I want to hear their wisdom, their pearls, their nuggets of gold, you know, and I believe that the rest of the world needs to hear that too, because we got too many people talking and not saying anything.
Yes, Lord.
So I praise God that we do have, here in Spirit Alive, we have servant leaders that just bring you the word of God. You know, you're not going to hear us asking you for money. You're not going to hear us telling you where you should worship. We're just going to be telling you that you should worship, because
yes,
God is worthy to be praised. God is worthy of the glory.
I just want each and every
one of you to know tonight that we are molded by God. We are molded with on purpose, with a purpose, if we would only just give ourselves over to him. So that we can be all that he wants us to be. Because you know what? We didn't choose him. He chose us. So that we can bear fruit and our fruit will remain. So So, are we really walking around like we are created by, we know that we have been created by the Master, that we are in line with the Master? Are we really walking like we know that he's in control? Because basically, that's what Apostle Zeta told us. God is in control.
Yes,
he is. He's in control. Not us.
Amen.
Him.
That's right.
And the sooner we get that premise down pat, the better off we'll be. I'm glad, she had mentioned that I'm glad that your next topic is going to be freedom. Because when you know about God, when you trust God, when you know that you stand on his promises, it does give you freedom. You don't have to worry about what nobody else thinks about you. You ain't worried about what nobody else saying about you. All you worried about is what God knows about you. Okay? Because as long as you know that you're listening to the voice of God, if you're listening to the Holy Spirit, if you're allowing yourself to be molded by him, not the opinions of the world, not the popularity fads, but if you allow yourself to be molded by the word of God, somebody out there is about to be saved, because God has assigned each and every one of us that believe on him people that we are supposed to minister to. We are supposed to introduce the Lord to. And I can't wait to hear all of your praise reports, because I know that Mother Mattie talks to people. She'll talk to them on the bus stop. Mother Givens will do the same. My mother does it. She will talk. My mother be up in the store. I don't go to the store with my mama. She be up in the store all day talking to somebody. So, I know that we understand that every time we step outside of our homes, we're on a mission field. But I want to thank all of you that spoke tonight, all of you beautiful mothers that spoke. And if there's anybody else that would like to have a word, there's still time. I'm so blessed that all of you spoke, because, like I said, there's people in Russia that has never heard the word like this before. There's people in China and Brazil and in the Philippines that have not heard the word like this before. And see, when you added your comments, what you did was you came on in unity with Apostle Zeta, hallelujah, and, we just discipled together. And you didn't even think about it like that. But that's what you just did. So you need to give God a hallelujah shout and say praise Jesus. Now, is there anyone else? I don't want to leave anybody out or keep anybody from making a comment. Now, this is the place where we study, but we also pray and praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, if there's been nothing else, once again, we want to thank Apostle Zeta for that phenomenal teaching. It was powerful. Hallelujah. It got the saints stirred up and thinking. I'm sure people are, they're asking themselves questions like, am I really, like I said, am I really walking like I'm molded by the Master? Am I really allowing him to direct my path? Or am I trying to tweak stuff?
Thank you, Jesus.
Because God has to, God has to prove and fine tune it. Sometimes some of us be holding on to some stuff that the Lord told us to let go of a long time ago. I just praise God that Apostle Zeta, like I said, this teaching was so good, I think I got about 5 sermons out of it. Amen. We just give God glory and praise for the minute, service and for the message and for all of the beautiful mothers and servants that were in here tonight. I want to thank God for our watchmen on the wall. They are very important. There are people in here that come every Sunday. They are members of Spirit Alive. They might not speak, but they're in here praying.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
They're in here
thank
praying.
Thank you, Lord.
They on the wall. They listening. They praying. Hallelujah.
Thank you for
see. And see, I truly believe that even their prayers, as they're praying through the message, hallelujah, somebody is getting saved because they're praying prayers like, Lord, I hope somebody hears this and really straightens up. You know, they're praying prayers like, Lord, I pray that some of these young people would come to know you so that you can mold them into something better, you know.
Yes.
So all of it works together for the good, everything. For the good.
Yeah.
And
thank
I just
you,
praise
Lord.
God for that. I get happy just thinking about that. So, my friends, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. Thank you, Jesus. We want you to acknowledge Christ in all that you do.
Yes, Lord.
And, of course, since we are the Transformation Station, you know it is our fervent prayer that you be transformed. Good night.
Yes,
and God bless you from all of us here at All Nations Bible Study and the Spirit Alive Network. Hallelujah. Everybody in the studio, praise God. I love you. Your mics are unmuted. Just know that I love you. I love you. I love you. God bless you.
I love you, too.
Apostle Zeta, you were awesome. I see you, AT. I love you all.
Love you, too.
Love you, brother.
Happy holidays,
everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. We love you too. God bless you. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. Love you all. God bless you. Love you. Love you all. Yes, God bless all of you. Yes, ma'am. Love you too. Love you too, Mrs. Gibbons. Bless you. Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Thank you.